A reading from Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." This lovely little passage, with its quick and surprising reversals, is both consoling and challenging. The scene opens with Jesus speaking. We're not told exactly what he's saying, but it moves a woman so much that she impulsively calls out and interrupts him. We don't know her name, but we do have her words, a beatitude. In return, Jesus utters another beatitude. It's surprising that the woman does not directly praise Jesus or his words. She does not call him Rabbi or Messiah or Lord. Rather, she compliments in very concrete terms what nurtured his life, his mother's womb and breasts. In other words, he is a son who would make any mother proud. High praise indeed. We have no idea of the woman's situation. We don't know whether she had a dozen sons of whom she was proud, or one son who was a great disappointment, or none at all. We don't know whether she was pregnant. We don't know whether she was a relative, friend, or neighbor of Mary and Jesus. All we know of her was that she came out to hear Jesus and was so touched by his person and words that she had the audacity to interrupt him. Jesus doesn't ignore her and simply return to whatever he was saying before he was interrupted. Rather, he seizes the moment as a teachable one. He shifts her focus from himself to his message, from his origins and familial ties to faith in God's word. The irony here, of course, is that we believe that Jesus is God's word. Does Jesus' reply dismiss Mary? Not at all. For great as her unique vocation to be his mother was, the word became flesh of her flesh through her profound act of faith in God's call. In Mary's fiat, "Be it done unto me according to your word," and in her Magnificat, Luke has already presented Mary as a strong, courageous woman of profound faith. Jesus, then, does not really deny his mother praise. Instead, in his response to the woman, he subtly praises her for the faith she has shown in him. We think of another time this happened. "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you." Jesus reverses the customs of his time. Family ties are relativized. What counts in the new community of God, what is a blessing, a beatitude, is faith. These are consoling and challenging words for us. Only one woman would ever be the mother of Jesus. That is not a blessing we have received. But in hearing, believing, and acting on the word of God, we are indeed blessed. We are in an intimate relationship with him, a relationship far beyond family ties. And Meister Eckhart took it even one step further. We are all, through faith, to give birth to God in the world, to give God, in a sense, flesh and blood, through our very union with God in faith. How blessed we are when we hear the word of God and act on it.